Hey everyone, welcome to episode 8 of Below the Fin. Today, we're taking a plunge into the chilling waters of history to uncover the story of the USS Indianapolis. This isn't just any shipwreck tale. It's the account of the most harrowing shark attack incident the world has ever seen, dating back to 1945. So strap in as we're about to navigate the treacherous depths of this maritime tragedy and its jaw-dropping aftermath. I'm your host, like always, Lexi Liu. Let's get started. All right, welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your Tiger Tuesday, and thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. Tiger Tuesdays are always a good day, at least in my opinion, because it's kind of a reminder, okay, you got through Monday, and you're another day closer to Fin Friday, and of course the weekend. Before we embark on the amazing adventures of today, I really just want to say thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. This is episode number 8, and we are very close to episode number 10, which I'm so excited for. Thank you guys so much for following along during the journey. I really enjoy sharing these facts with everyone, and I'm hoping to sometime soon get some really awesome special guests on here that, you know, have a little bit more intel and are specialists in the field that we enjoy to talk about, such as ocean creatures, sharks, just everything. But I really just wanted to say thank you guys so much, and definitely be sure to follow us on all our social medias. So we are on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and you can find us on all of those under Below the Fin. We hope to soon get an email to give you guys that maybe you guys can share some of your crazy encounters, and we'd love to share them on here. So just go ahead and let us know. We will hopefully be getting an email soon, but until then, feel free to DM us or, you know, leave a message, whatever works for you guys. But seriously, thank you so much, and I'm so excited to see what else we can embark on this summer. So today we're getting pretty crazy. We're getting a little crazier than usual, and we are diving into the USS Indianapolis of 1945. I'm pretty sure many of you probably already know what this entails. It's pretty well known, but some of you may not, so I do just want to give kind of a quick summary before we get into things. So this was actually a massive military ship that went down during World War II. It went down in shark-infested waters, and became the biggest, most gruesome shark fatality to date. So let's get into this craziness. You guys already know I had to tell you this story because we love to talk about shark attacks. We love to talk about sharks. And also a disclaimer, I really truly love these animals, and I like to talk about shark attacks because I think they're rare and they're really interesting to discuss. But at the end of the day, I'm always team shark no matter what. Of course, you know, my heart goes out to any fatalities or, you know, anyone who's been personally affected by certain attacks. But I always try to keep in mind all of the other creatures out there that aren't sharks, and, you know, how much more damage they've caused, and how we, I don't know, I just feel like we're not really fair to sharks all the time. So I do just want to let you guys know I'm always, always team shark. Never get it confused. I just really find these stories to be quite interesting. All right, so the USS Indianapolis, aka Indy, as she is known by many, was constructed on March 31st, 1930. It took launch on November 7th, 1931. So this ship didn't take too long to make at all. It took about 8 months, you know, nothing crazy, 7-8 months. Which, I mean, I don't know about back then, but I don't know. I feel like that's kind of not a long time for, you know, a ship that's going into World War II, but hey, whatever, to each their own. I'm not a specialist in this. So in 1945, the ship set sail during World War II on a top secret high speed trip to deliver uranium and other components, including the atomic bomb that would later be dropped on Hiroshima. On board Indy was 1,195 crew members. So this was a full boat for sure. On July 30th, 1945, shortly after midnight, it is said to be around 12:14 a.m., this ship ran into a complete nightmare. They began sinking after being struck by two Japanese torpedoes fired from the Japanese submarine I-58. It struck the bow and midsection of the vessel. This caused unbelievable damage and flooding to the ship. Due to the damage of the vessel's communication and distress signals were disabled, which is something very important to remember as we embark on this story. It is said that chaos ran on this ship instantly with the crew, and everyone was scrambling to abandon ship, which is of course understandable. Many sailors were trapped below deck or thrown into the water by the explosion. In the chaos of sinking, life jackets and rafts were difficult to access and scattered everywhere, as well as there weren't many on board, at least not enough for the amount of crew they had. Most people clung to debris, things that had fallen off boats or off the boat. But everyone on board faced the unbelievable. Between sharks, climate, and dehydration, they knew this was going to be life or death. The ship sank just 12 minutes after being struck. I am going to pause really quick because I just need to say something to you guys. Can you freaking imagine how terrifying that had to have been? I mean, no power. You're sinking. You're soaking wet. You're in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and you were just torpedoed by a submarine. That is unimaginable to say the least. I would be in complete shock. I would not have been one of the survivors. I don't know about you guys, but that would have been a no for me. Nope. Wouldn't have worked out. It just wouldn't have happened. I mean, these people really went through, you know, the unbelievable. And to see, you know, there were some survivors is also kind of incredible. So we actually haven't even gotten to the most insane part of the story. Of course, it has something to do with the sharks, but this story literally gets so unbelievably wild that I want to dive more into this. I mean, let us know, guys. Leave reviews, leave comments, you know, go to our social media and let us know what you guys think or if there's anything you want us to dive more into. But this one is definitely going to be one of my favorites to talk about because it's wild. So let's get back into it. So the craziest, or at least in my opinion, the craziest part of this entire adventure was this did occur in, obviously, shark-infested waters. So out of the 1,195 crew members, only 316 of them survived. And it is confirmed, some say it's believed, but I saw it was confirmed, that 150 of these deaths were responsible from sharks, making this the biggest shark attack in the history. Can you guys imagine that? I mean, I'm avid about, you know, sharks not knowing, or, you know, they take a bite of you, they don't like it, and they leave. But wow, 150 fatalities due to sharks in the same area. That is wild, absolutely wild. But also, I like to look at it on the other end as, you know, these things that look like seals are all dropped in the water and it becomes a feeding frenzy. It's so, so sad and scary. And I can only imagine what the ones who survived had to see. You know, it's the unimaginable, watching something get eaten whole by a shark, a friend, someone you knew, a coworker. It's really just unimaginable. It's absolutely heart-wrenching. Now, I want to dive a little bit into the said sharks that were responsible for this. So, it is said that tiger sharks and oceanic white-tip sharks were to be blamed, with the possibility of more sharks, but these were the two that really kind of stood out to people. So, because it is Tiger Tuesday, I do want to start off with the tiger shark, and I want to get into depth a little bit about, you know, what some of their facts, what are they like, what is their background, just so you guys kind of get an idea of what these guys were dealing with. So, we're going to start with the tiger. Tiger sharks can swim up to 20 miles per hour. They range between 10 to 14 feet long. So, I want you to stop and think about how tall you are. Are you 5 feet tall? Are you 6 feet tall? Are you 5'5"? I don't know. But the odds are this shark is more than double you. And they can weigh 850 to 1400 pounds. Quite the predator, if you will. And we have talked about these sharks before, if you guys listen. They were in another one of our episodes where we talked about they eat absolutely everything. Some of the more crazy things to be found in tiger sharks' tummies are a license plate, a reindeer, a bag of cash. If you guys were on the other episode, you saw about that. Someone let me know. How does that happen? But that's not even the craziest. A whole polar bear, an entire polar bear, and an entire suit of armor. I really want to know about the armor. Like, what happened there? How? And no, I don't get it. I don't know. So basically, if in my opinion at least, they're the raccoons of the sea. That's literally what they are. They'll eat anything, doesn't matter. So definitely, at least for me, I'm not trying to be in sight during these guys' lunchtime. I don't know about you. I love them. I want to be around them. I want to be able to swim with them someday. But when they're hungry, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna keep my distance. So that was a little bit about the tiger. So, weighs over 1,000 pounds, can be 14 feet long, and eats anything. Yeah, that was what they were dealing with. So let's get into the oceanic white tip, which is a little different than the tiger shark, but nonetheless still a predator. So the white tip can grow between 11 to 13 feet long. So again, huge, probably two of you. They can swim about 10 miles per hour, so about half the speed of the tiger sharks. But again, something swimming 10 miles an hour in the ocean, I'm gonna mind my business. But they only weigh around 200 pounds usually, so they're more on the smaller side than tigers. So a little less intimidating, if you will. I mean, I don't know. If you ask me, I'm still staying out of their lunchtime, but they're definitely not tigers, and that is for sure. So, I mean, I don't know what to say, guys. Like, that is so wild. These are such apex predators, and they're huge, and they're like, and you're just stuck. You're just stuck in the middle of nowhere. It's wild, and I really just, it's so saddened to know, this was people's family members. This was a mom, a dad, a brother, a friend, whatever, a son. I don't know. But it's just terrible to think about. And, it's really, really heart-wrenching. So we're going to take a second here and kind of go back in time to kind of imagine what it would be like to be them. So I want you guys to imagine total darkness, just completely dark. And all you can hear is the ocean waves crashing, hitting you in the face. You can't get on top of them. You have nothing. You're just floating on a debris. And these guys are just lurking below you. That sounds like a nightmare. Not to mention, I know I've said it before, imagine the things these people saw. Watching a friend, watching a coworker get eaten alive by a shark. That is so scary. And I mean, that's something that only happens in nightmares for most. I am going to tell you guys another really scary part of this that I actually kind of found really disturbing. To make this whole entire thing worse, it took 4 days before help arrived to these people. It wasn't until August 2nd, 1945, that a routine patrol plane spotted the survivors stranded in open oceans and immediately called for help. A massive rescue mission was launched. The U.S. did not disclose this tragedy until August 15th, 1945, the same day it had announced Japan agreed to surrender. Wow. So 13 days after they discovered these people were missing and what happened to this ship, 13 days after was when, it was disclosed, which is also very disheartening, in my opinion. It's just terrible. I don't know how it was back then. I don't know all, the crazy details. We were at war. It was a very serious time. But either way, it's so sad to see lives were lost and, they weren't found out about right away. So the sinking of the USS Indianapolis remains one of the most tragic maritime disasters in US history, resulting in the loss of hundreds of lives. The ship sinking and subsequent ordeal of the survivors became one of the most harrowing stories of World War II. It is no wonder this story holds such unbelievable respect. If you'd like to learn more about this story, there is actually an episode on Shark Week, which aired on the Discovery Channel. It's called Ocean of Fear, where they go into a little bit more depth. I actually have not watched it yet, but I do plan on it. This story also was used in Jaws, if we have any Jaws fans. Kind of a cool comparison to put together. It was actually the scene when Quentin told the story of surviving. It was based on, looking back on this terrible event. Thankfully, the crew members were awarded a Congressional Gold Medal. So it does sound like they were honorably recognized for the battles they fought. I don't know what that medal means. You can call me dumb all you want. I have no clue, but I do hope it's honorable and worth it because that is a serious fight to fight. So that is going to bring us to a wrap on today's episode. We had a little bit of a shorter episode than usual, but I definitely will want to dig into this a little bit more if you guys are interested. Like I said, please get on our social medias and let us know what you guys think. If there's anything you guys want to talk about, if there's, you want us to talk a little bit longer about something or just kind of go into more depth, or if you like the shorter episodes, I'm not sure. Just let us know what you guys think. And yeah, we love doing this. So it has been a somber journey recounting the USS Indianapolis and the incredible ordeal faced by its survivors. Their strength and resilience in the face of such unimaginable horror is nothing short of amazing. We hope their stories has moved you guys as much as they have us. Don't forget to join us Friday for another gripping episode. Until then, keep the spirit of history alive and the legacy of the brave in your thoughts. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a Sharktastic week, and we will see you Friday on Fin Friday, if you will, before a Sharktastic weekend. I hope everyone has a lovely day. Bye.